This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if
ah, this is more like it. Crank this up there, James.
You even say it glows.
Ah, yes.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
Yes, they did.
They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
All right, so you know how the rest of this story goes.
My mom did a rendition of the song.
Who did?
Jewel.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it cute?
She and her mom did, and it's a cute one.
Here, all right, so James, see if we can find a copy of that, if you will, please. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, here at your service and on your side for this portion of the Good Day program, which is focused on a lot of, as we get close to the holidays, and I'm not going to be around next week for a couple of days because I'll be in Israel. I'll be on a little bit with Uri, but not a whole lot Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with Jennifer and Jay for the most part. And then I will have had my sort of my time. This is... I don't like vacations. I don't take them. I usually take the program with me wherever I go.
Traveling, but you don't like to take them off.
Yeah, and but I just decided I would spend a couple of chill days with Uri because he'll want to go here, there, and everywhere, and so we'll do all that. And I don't want to necessarily be tethered to the radio program because over there, midday, they are, let's see, is it seven, depending on the time of the year, whether it's daylight or not, 8 hours ahead. So if I were doing the program over there, it would be 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And there's so much going on. Who wants to do a radio program at 3 or 4 in the afternoon when I can be out and about? It's a fascinating country. It really is. I say that all the time, but it really is. For somebody, I spent a lot of time. I think my fascination actually, Jay, started with it when I was in college and I studied all the major religions of the world. Not that I didn't know a lot about, you know, the fact that Christianity started with Jesus in Jerusalem, et cetera, et cetera, but really understanding the fact that all of the major religions started in the same city. What does that tell you? And the fact that they all get along there in the city, they work together, they play together, they go to school together. All of the Muslim kids and the Christian kids, the Jewish kids, it's not like, you know, on the outside where they huff and puff and try to blow each other's house up. It's because of Hamas. It's because of leadership and ego. But, you know, in the city, the old walled city, fabulous, fascinating just to, and this time of year, I have been at this time of year before. It's eerie, and I've been at Easter, going over to that little place in Bethlehem where the nativity actually took place. And if you don't think you get the Willy Chili's when you walk into or any of those places there. Oh, my God. Yeah. And you see the block where Jesus was arrested after they took him off of the cross. And you go into the little box where they basically put him before they brought him out to put his body in the... It's fascinating. Speaking of old stuff, there's a fossil that's been found in a museum storeroom. Wow. Let's think about this. A fossil found in this museum has now shifted the origin of modern lizards back 35 million years. The specimen came from a cupboard at the Natural History Museum in London.
Right, like who misplaced this?
A lot of, yeah, exactly. This goes back to the late Triassic period. Of course, we all know that when that was. This is before Jurassic, the Jurassic period. You know, Jurassic Park is the dinosaur era, which is 35 million years now fresher in our memories than it was under this circumstance. But this is a lizard related to, looks like just the same Gila monster that you see out in the desert in Arizona. And it was found in Gloucester Street. Say it again, Doug. One of the most interesting places in England is Gloucester up in Massachusetts, named after Gloucestershire. I'll just put them together that way. Anyway, so there were a lot of people who did lizard fossiling, including this Pamela Robinson, who's passed away, but she didn't have a CAT scan. What they do now, use carbon dating, right? So they found this thing in a box, and they get the carbon dating machine out, and they find, the researchers find that this Cryptovarianotes, they're pretty good, right? Big jaws, sharp-edged teeth. I'm sure that anything they got a hold of would not have survived.
And they probably were not vegetarians.
No. So anyway, there's a lot of story behind the story that they use X-rays and carbon dating. And so those of you who are fossil followers, maybe we should do this alliteration, as you know, on the farm food family focus. We could use fossilized findings.
Yeah.
Yes, that would be exciting.
Fossilized findings and food recalls.
Yep. Okay, so over the weekend, there was a bomb threat. Patti LaBelle was in concert in Milwaukee, she wasn't in concert, as it turns out. She is one of the great entertainers. She was taken off stage by security. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of videos that you can see on social media. Who now? This is the thing. This sort of stifles interest in concerts. People, whether they take it, the dogs were in, they didn't find anything. But yet it's the hoopla. It's the, you can't keep things like this secret, and it's all over the place, all over the news media. And so the show was postponed. So they'll, I'm sure, reschedule it at some point in time. Or did they go back?
Yeah, it began up again at 9 p.m. It was a little bit of a delay. But the people in the audience, they all had to stay there. The concert goers all had to stay in their seats while police and the police dogs swept everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they found no evidence of anything. So, but they once they got it, they reacted very swiftly in getting her off the stage.
Yep, they did. Well, there's another, when it comes to bombing, these, I guess like a lot of other things, I find stories travel in threes, multiples. Anyway, going back, this was something that startled me. When I opened up the paper, yes, I still read a physical paper, but you look online, the picture was all over the place. Going back to the explosion of Pan Am 103 that killed 270 people, had just taken off from London on its way over to to the United States, and it was over Lockerbie, Scotland, and the plane had 270 people and the crew, et cetera, including 190 some odd Americans. So the fact that they found this guy, think about it this way: this is 2022, 1988. 34 years ago, right? Or was it 40? It was 44 years ago. 44 years ago, this took place. 88 to 2022. 34 years ago, this plane blew up. And the United States has been looking for the person or persons responsible. So they arrested a guy named Abu Aguila Masud, facing criminal charges here for his role in this terror attack. The Brits are wanting to have a piece of him, too. So the device that was used to blow up the plane got to a certain altitude, and that's what it did. It was 38 minutes in the air on its way to JFK. It started in the flight. Back then, they usually had two destinations because not as many people traveled. So they would start 747. In this case, they would make two stops and then come to America. So this plane started in Frankfurt, then went to Heathrow, and then went to New York, and it was going to go to Detroit. That's how they used to do that stuff. So there were 35 Syracuse University students. They were coming home after a semester study abroad. This guy was booked into a detention center. I'm surprised they don't have more security around them because somebody's going to want to get a piece of him fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't look like they have that much security around him. And maybe they don't want to have it because they feel very confident this guy's a bad guy. He'd been in custody in Libya for several years, had been indicted on federal other counts, not only relating to this bombing, but to some others. The affidavit filed in the case alleges that he worked for the External Security Organization, which was at the time Libya's intelligence service. The Libyans were the bad guys at that time, before the Saudis and the rest of them get in on the act. But isn't it interesting? All of my life, the modern history, especially after World War II, has been filled with, not till the late 50s, early 60s, but then it started to get bad in the 80s, because there were all kinds of things that were blown up, and there were plots against various. I remember the disco in West Berlin. That's what made me think about this. The LaBelle Discotheque in West Berlin had been the target. When they blew that up, a couple of service members were killed. Other folks, 79 Americans, were injured in that thing. And there are a number of other examples. You go to Malta, you go all over the place, you see the same fingerprints, if you will. But the bomb was detonated when it got over 31,000 feet. So it hadn't, when it flew from Frankfurt to London, it didn't get that high, because from Frankfurt to London is like 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so up and down, and so it didn't ever get to that altitude. But then when it was climbing out over the North Atlantic, over Scotland, just before it went out over, it would have been much more difficult to put all the pieces together if it had been another 4 or 5 minutes, because it would have been out over the ocean, and that would... Remember the TWA plane in 1986 that went down after it took off from JFK, was on its way to Athens? And the same sort of thing happened, but it was not a bomb. It was laser stuff shot from off the coast of Long Island. All right. Well, anyway, it's good they caught this guy. I guess that's the way of looking at him. 18 after the hour.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
When you work in the kitchen, what you cook often ends up on your clothes. I used to add a little extra bargain detergent on all my stains. But then I realized, is it really a bargain if I have to use more? Now I use Tide Simply. One cap is all you need to deal with tough stains and odors. Best of all, it works on a line cook's budget too. And just like this line cook, Tide Simply gets the job done. Table 10 up!
Tide Simply. Tough on stains, easy on your wallet.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers. You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. If you saw the picture that we posted both on my personal Facebook page and Jay just posted it on the Good Day page of me out yesterday mowing hay just before it started to snow. It was 30 degrees, windy. I was bundled up like you wouldn't believe, and it looked like I was on my way to the North Pole. So that shot is there if you're going to have a chuckle. It's for all to see, if you will. Meanwhile, in celebrity social media news, Cher's mother is trending. Georgia Holt passed away this weekend. Mom is gone. She says she was 96. That's pretty good. Not that 96 is pretty good. I bet Cher will last that long, if not longer, frankly.
Yeah, it definitely seems like one. Have you seen pictures of Cher and her mom together? Neither one of them age.
No, I haven't seen pictures of her mother. Yeah, right. Well, it was good. She was close to her mother. It's nice. She's had a little bubble. They wear masks together, and not very many of us still do that.
And she had pneumonia. Cher's mom had pneumonia back in a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so not sure if that was, she just had a hard time.
She was a performer as well. I didn't realize that. Did you know that her mother was a performer?
Yeah, an actress mom.
Well?
She was on I Love Lucy a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
She even sang. She released a debut album in 2013. It was from something that she recorded in the 80s, but
Yeah.
Those right, well, anyway. Are definitely talented.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's anytime there's somebody like this, you pay attention to your own mortality. Here's another, and this is more to the point even of mortality at any age. Tina Turner also trending in social media today because of the loss of her son, Ronnie. She wrote that Ronnie had left the world. In sorrow, I close my eyes and think of you, my beloved son. So what is there? He's 62 years old. How the hell old is Tina Turner? I guess she's in her 80s now, isn't she? Yeah. Can you believe that? Huh? My God. Ronnie's father was Ike. He's been dead for 15 years or so. So he didn't have much to do with he, the father, had much to do with the son and vice versa. Tina was really the parent there. What did he die of? Is this a questionable death? Is there a Is there a drug?
Yeah, I believe this was cancer.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he had a brother, Craig, who died a few years ago, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that one, that was self-inflicted.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's tough. This time of year, especially, think about it this way. We have, there's something about the holidays and death that occurs near the holidays. Maybe it makes it even worse. Like, you think about all the things that we want to celebrate. I didn't know that Tina Turner lived in Switzerland. Did you? Till this?
No, I didn't know that one.
Yeah, yeah. She's married to a guy who was her PR person, I think, and then he became a record executive. She's been married to him since 1995. She gave up her American citizenship. I don't think most people know that either.
No.
To become a French citizen. Yeah. It should have been 10 years since she was an American citizen. I know there's some people, wow, what is she? No, she just would want to live with this guy, and he's in Switzerland, in Sweden, and so bingo, you go to where he is. You follow your love.
Follow
right?
your heart.
Switzerland, not Sweden. Switzerland, yeah. All right, so anyway, that's another sad passing, as we note, number of sad passings. It's 28 past the hour. Speaking of passings, time marches on, and we pass the 28 past the hour mark.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
FTX cryptocurrency founder Sam Bankman-Fried was to testify before lawmakers in Congress today, but instead was arrested in the Bahamas Monday and now faces extradition. In the past 9 months, Jerome Powell has raised interest rates at the fastest pace of any Federal Reserve chair since the 1980s. The Federal Reserve is expected on Wednesday to raise interest rates for the seventh time this year. The government will partially shut down starting Saturday if Congress doesn't act to extend funding. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York.
Later this week, members should be prepared to take quick action on a CR, a one-week CR, so we can give appropriators more time to finish a full funding bill before the holidays. I'm optimistic we could take action on a CR rather quickly and avoid the shutdown that neither side wants, and that is a one-week CR.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. The Christmas tree is ready. The candles all aglow. But with my baby far away, the good is a mistletoe. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby.
To make things rain, you hurry, but the time is drawing near. It sure won't seem like Christmas until my baby's here. Fill my sock with candy, bright and shiny talk.
More Elvis tunes at Christmas. We need more of that to put a little smile in our step, if you know what I mean. Ba-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo. Baby, back to me. My baby, bring back my baby. Okay, all right. Actually, it's 35 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. What are you doing with your life? What's going on? How are we doing? Pretty simple, right? You have choices to make. Almost everything you do is a choice. Mm-hmm. Whether you walk, whether you run, what you're thinking, what you're doing. Isn't that, you ever think about it that way? You are making choices constantly. Every second, every minute, every hour of every day, you're making hundreds.
Which hand you're going to reach for something?
Yeah, right. All of that stuff.
If you're physically capable to do so, yes. But, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a
yeah.
lot. And when people are like, well, I had to do this. You made the choice.
Yeah.
Yes,
right.
You probably still had to choose that way, but you could have gone the alternative choice, and maybe things would not have gone so well, but still.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always a choice.
Yep, there is always a choice to be made. Here is a situation that is, in my mind, very good news. There are a lot of folks who have been wringing their hands, you know, the environmentalists, the climate changers, etc., about the Pacific, the coral reefs that are there, and the fact that they seemed to be depleting. I remember a friend, I say you don't remember her, but a lot of folks listening to the program remember Roberta Fasanelli, who was here with me on the program for about 10, 11 years, maybe 12 years. She and Jennifer were on together. She was a great, and is still, a great diver. And she would go out to these places that are very remote and do diving around the coral reefs. And she, I remember her talking 10 years or so ago about how things were not as pristine as they used to be. But now, apparently, there is a team called the Pristine Sea Expedition that has been going around checking out what the situation is with these coral reefs. And they have found that the effect of El Nino, which caused a lot of the coral to die off, now impacted because La Niña and El Niño. So we have I have a little sheet here, and did you hear me going off the microphone to see? Because I can never remember as many years I've talked about El Niño and La Niña. I can't remember which one is which. At any rate.
El Niño is the
male, like, aggressive.
Yeah, warmer ones, and then La Niña is the cold.
Cool. Yeah. Right. Okay. So anyway, there's something to be said for that, and I'm not gonna the male versus female, masculine versus feminine.
Insert obvious joke here.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So there are brighter, much more healthy corals, teeming with life, in these areas off the island slopes in the Pacific, 100 feet or so down. So the record number of coral deaths now, they've now changed. When you look at the coral colonies that are out there, and this is a great time of year to go out there, by the way. I would like to take some time. I don't know whether I will. It depends. I can't figure out what I'm going to do this winter. Yet I haven't figured it out yet because I have so much here that's going on, and yet I don't want to be here, as the picture that we posted on social media would indicate from yesterday. No, I'm not. That just doesn't hack it for me.
It's not your favorite time of year.
No, not at all. No. So I've already, you know, the fact that I'm going to Israel for the weekend, and I'm going to go back to California for Christmas, that's just, I want to. You know, if I can't be there, I want to just keep headed in that direction. The temperature in Israel is about the same as it is in California this time of year. The good news here is that these Pacific reefs are coming back. That's what you need to know. So if you have a hand-wringing climatologist who says, look at what's happening to our reefs, you can say, well, I just heard Doug Steffen say that the reefs were improving. And they are. And I'm not sure, climate change is, depending on how you define it, it is real. It is happening. It's the people who want to blame humanity for all of it that doesn't settle. Of course, it's the whole thing that's going on, the whole thing the planet does. But at any rate, in terms of this sort of thing, the El Nino, La Nina stuff, that's impacted by the climate, no question about that. But at any rate, all of that stuff having been said, the fact that they are recovering with shocking speed, to use the term from this group, is something that is nice and to be acknowledged. And so for those of you who would tell the rest of us that the world, like Chicken Little, the sky is falling, there are examples of things that are good, and there are examples of things that are bad. Those will continue. They always have, and they always will. That's my read on it. So for those of you who like to go out and look at the zebra fish and the parrot fish and the surgeon fish and others, There you go. You can go out and look at that stuff. Seaweed is also, by the way, improving. There's been a problem with seaweed. Seaweed helps a lot to oxygenate the water and oxygenate that, therefore, the air. Mm-hmm. And that had been challenged, I think, in the past 20, 25 years. Actually, since in the late 50s and 60s, when things we're conscious of it now, but we weren't so conscious of it then. Of course, there were not as many people around then, so it didn't have the chance to explode the way that it has with the population exploding as it does. And so maybe that's one of the reasons it wasn't as bad or didn't get the attention back in the 60s and 70s that it has gotten since the late 80s into the 90s and into today. All right, so anyway, that's my lecture on climate change for today. Next, science. This is something, the pictures over the weekend of what's come back from the Artemis mission, they're also, and I'm trying to find my references, because the Japanese set up a moon landing, and I think there's a Middle Eastern country that sent a rocket to the moon.
Okay.
I don't remember, but I know I remember seeing that the Japanese have spent a lot of money. And that's comes back. Why don't we all get together on this? What the hell? Do we have the Japanese
and
have
a race?
Right. Mm-hmm. And spending all this money, we're going to be first. No, for the benefit of mankind, we ought to all work together.
Could just be Team Planet Earth.
Yeah, thank you. So the Artemis Orion capsule came back over the weekend. Remember last month it took off and went up, mm-hmm. got within 60 miles of the moon, and then sort of went out and did a circle and came back again.
Yeah, once it finally was able to launch, it felt like there were so many delays.
It took so long, right, exactly. So it went out and came back, 1.4 million miles went around the moon, came back. And the moon this time of year is moving. It's funny how it moves in that elliptical circle, or well, it's not a circle, elliptical orbit around the planet. In the fall, when we have that really big, bright moon, you know, often September, sometimes in August too, September mm-hmm. and October, it's really big and bright because it's closer to the Earth than it is, and it's moved way away now. In the last month, it's almost back to its, what is the perigee and epigee? I can't remember which one is which, but I think perigee is the far out and epigee is, whatever, it's not important to the discussion. At least it's moving back to where it stays in the wintertime, which is far away. So it takes a little longer to get out there. I think I'm going back to July of 1969. We were not there at first. That was when the moon was, I think they have to, however they calculate this stuff, they had to get it to the furthest point. And I think July is when it's furthest away from the planet, from us. Anyway, so good. They got a lot of great pictures, a lot of great data.
Yeah. Next on Mars.
Yep, exactly. Let's hear it from Mars. Hooray! All right, back on Earth, a Texas woman over the weekend hit and killed by an SUV while walking with her family. This is a Houston suburb. The family walking in North Harris County. It was dark. Vehicle, as a matter of fact, they identified it as a Porsche Cayenne, speeding down the road. The father saw that the car was headed toward them and pushed the children out of the way, but he didn't get his wife out of the way fast enough. So she got hit, and she was killed instantly. Instantly. Imagine your children,
your family,
watching this.
Witnessing that. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh,
absolutely awful.
So what do you do to a guy who, you know, this is selfishness. The driver mm-hmm. did stop, did call 911. They performed CPR on this woman, but she died. He wasn't intoxicated, according to police. He's been cooperating with investigators.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, under the circumstances.
This is a huge thing on his life. I'm sure he didn't get in the car thinking, I'm going to kill someone today, but it's vehicular right. homicide nonetheless.
Mm-mm, no. There's a woman and a father that were found dead. Youngster answered the phone call from somebody that was a friend. And, you know, said mommy and Daddy.
Oh, was this the little girl who was at a sleepover and the rest of her family was killed in the plane crash?
No, I don't know.
There's a, I feel like there are a lot of,
a whole bunch of
heartbreaking stories in the news over the weekend.
No, this is, and this is the whole business about all that mayhem, and do we really want to be involved in it? And the answer is, for the most part, no. Excuse me. All right, South Korea. Dateline, South Korea. This is really kind of a weird thing. South Koreans are now younger. The Parliament of South Korea has voted to dismantle the country's current Korean age system. Huh?
Yeah, I didn't realize this.
What in the world?
So some areas, as soon as you are born, you are considered one. Other areas, you are considered zero, but you don't age on your birthday. You age on January 1st of every year. So if you were born in December and say you are automatically one, and then like less than a month later, you're all of a sudden two. Or if you have a zero number, if you're in the different area, then all of a sudden you're one just a couple months later. So they age, they count, they add to the age January 1st of every year, not the actual date of birth. And now they're moving towards what most of the rest of the world follows.
Good God. That's really convoluted, isn't it? I mean, it's not, we think it's bad here, we have daylight savings time. This is really convoluted. All right. Anyway, so you now know what's going on around the rest of the world, 48 after the hour.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Hi there. I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So Chrissy, Mary, Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers. Can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kreitler is here, ladies and gentlemen. Take a bow, Tom, would you please?
Good Tommy, morning, everyone.
Okay, yes, there he is. 53 after the hour, representing the money pit interests and yours, if you're a home improvologist. How do you like that? Pretty good, huh?
That's a good one.
You like that? Write that one down. Yep, right. All right, so he's here to answer some of your questions, come up with some things that will be helpful to you with all the various assets that they have, starting out with listener Mary Ann. She's got to paint her kitchen and her bath cabinets, wants to know from Tom what paint is best to use in terms of prepping it and what's lasting longest, et cetera, et cetera. I always say oil-based paint, but you're probably not going to say that.
Yeah. Well, no, I would. Problem is, Doug, it's getting harder and harder to find that. In some states,
I know it is.
You know, it's really difficult. Yeah. But the reason with that particular project that we typically will recommend oil-based or what's called solvent-based paint is just because it's more durable and it's also stickier, so to speak, and that it adheres well. But the general advice, Marianne, is that you need to strip the old, well, not strip it, but you need to sand those old cabinets so that they're clean. And they're free of any dirt and oil and grease, and then they have a roughed up surface, slightly roughed up surface. What I generally tell people to do is to take the doors and the drawers out of the cabinets, take the hardware off so you can work on everything separately.
Right.
And then you need to use a very good quality primer, and you need a primer that's called a high bond primer or high adhesion primer. These are primers that are specifically designed to adhere to smoother surfaces. And you can find those at good quality paint stores like Benjamin Moore and Sherwin-Williams. And then you put a top coat over that. I would use a semi-gloss. And again, if you can get it, definitely use an oil-based or solvent-based finish. But if not, use the best quality finish that is offered by one of those major manufacturers.
Yep. All right, so there's some good advice. Here's some more advice when it comes to winning. It's Christmas time. We all like extra chances to make it rich or to strike it rich. Or if we can't strike it rich, we win something that's good for us, like perhaps 900 pounds of Omaha steaks or whatever.
not quite that much, but we are giving away some gift cards to Omaha Steaks and an LG fridge when you enter the Money Pit's Holiday Home Entertaining sweepstakes at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Doug, we've had over 19,000 entrants so far.
Good.
It's been phenomenally successful. People love those stakes, and they love to have extra free.
People want something free. Exactly. Yeah. We participate and get in on it. So how do they join? What are they? Moneypit.com. What's the where
Moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You can enter once a day through the end of the month.
Uh-huh. All right. So become a winner and get a steak dinner instead of a chicken. Well, they have chicken. I think we established that last week.
Yeah,
right. All right. So the Money Pit podcast this week has a focus on space heaters as it gets colder and colder and colder. I know we have some space heaters in the barn that we're very careful about because they suck up lots of heat. And then there are those that are run. We have some propane-powered ones, and we've got some diesel fuel powered ones, and they all.
You got a whole collection, don't you?
Oh yeah, we have a lot. Well, I got to keep the boys and girls warm. Working
yeah, we
the barn.
We run through the different types of space heaters in the episode because you know there's some that are convective heaters, there's some that are radiant heaters. You have different fuels to choose from. How do you balance that against the size space that you want to heat, and most importantly, how do you stay safe with space
very
heaters
important.
Because we get a lot of fires from space heaters. So we'll walk you through that. We also talk about bathtub refinishing. You know, Doug, for years I would tell people never to paint their bathtubs if it got to be, you know, faded and looking kind of nasty.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was going to take my own advice until I found a new product online, which I wasn't really looking for. I had no relationship with these guys, but I read the reviews. I was so impressed. So I did refinishing a bathtub using a product called EcoPel, which is a two-part epoxy that was phenomenal. You basically mix it up, and you have to follow the instructions to the letter. I mean, in terms of how long you mix it, how long it sits, and how you apply it. But, boy, it flowed across the entire tub surface and took this really old 1906 tub that we were working on and made it
love
a
those
brand
tubs.
New one.
Wouldn't yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got a couple of those. And then, excuse me, I moved them from house to house to house. They're not in the house I'm in now, but I moved them from the old house where it was the first bathtub for a guy that was my second father. But I had both my children had their first baths in those tubs, so I took them.
The right. Only guy I know that's got an emotional connection to a bathtub.
To a bathtub, right, exactly. MoneyPit.com podcast, et cetera, the sweepstakes. Check it out. 59 after here on Good Day.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.